fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of March. Year's quickly getting going here, isn't it? Prepper tip of the day. This is pretty serious stuff. The scientists who study volcanoes, the scientists who study earthquakes, they've known for decades the following, that there is a direct cause and effect relationship between the volcano in Italy, known as Mount Etna, and the New Madrid seismic zone, which is centered right here in New Madrid, Missouri, on the Mississippi River. The winter of 1811-1812, there were hundreds of earthquakes on the New Madrid seismic zone, 3 of them strong enough to ring church bells on the East Coast, 1,000 miles away. Pretty serious stuff. Beginning the last few days, Mount Etna began erupting. So this is your prepper tip of the day. This is your heads up. When Mount Etna erupts, we have a dramatically increased chance of earthquakes on a New Madrid seismic zone. This affects basically half the population of the United States, or more accurately, all the population, because of the potential for disruption to commerce nationwide. Your prepper tip of the day is to be aware of this. Do whatever you think you need to do to be safe from the consequences of one or more large, violent earthquakes on New Madrid seismic zone. Let me give you just one example, and I've been studying this for more than 20 years. The pipelines that carry petroleum products and natural gas from Texas to the Northeast, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, and so forth. Those large diameter, when I say large, 20, 24-inch welded steel pipes go underneath the Mississippi River on top of the New Madrid seismic zone. And I guarantee you they're not meant to swing back and forth like a child's slinky. No, they're not. They won't take that. That's just one tiny example of the of the seriousness of this. Excellent book written. It's a novel with a lot of science in it. I believe, if I remember correctly, the title of the book is 8.5, written a number of years ago by a St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter about the consequences of a 8.5 shake on a new metered seismic zone. Very well done book. I recommend it as far as specifics regarding the new metered seismic zone. We have open lines this hour. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. I took the time to watch the President of the United States last night give his address to a joint session of Congress. There were times when he did manage to get some of the, or many of, the Democrats to stand and applaud. Most of the time they sat there and did not applaud anything he was saying. Things that should have been applauded. It was similar to a State of the Union address. It was not a State of the Union address, but very similar characteristics. Very similar circumstances. This is a time-honored tradition in Washington, D.C., for the president to address a joint session of Congress. Typically, these types of speeches don't get into very much specifics. It's just not the nature of that type of address. It's more of a general nature, more of a, you might say, a rallying session, a cheerleading session to rally the troops, both in Congress and nationwide, to state his agenda, what he wants to do, in general terms, how he wants to do it, why he wants to do all the various things on his political agenda, his administrative and legislative agenda. I think he did an excellent job myself. I really do. I think he did an excellent job. I think he's going to give a lot of hope to a lot of people. And he addressed specifically merit-based immigration, which is, quite frankly, what most countries do. It is. It is the right thing to do to help our country be better and be stronger. Merit-based immigration. Most countries, you have to prove before they allow you to be anything other than a tourist. Most countries welcome tourists. But if you want to live there on a permanent or semi-permanent basis, you need to be able to demonstrate that you're healthy, that you have financial wherewithal to either support yourself or bring a talent, a skill set to that country that country needs. That's how most countries run their immigration policy. I find it very ironic that the immigration policies of Mexico are far, far more restrictive than they are for the United States. And people are screaming about the president doing what he's sworn to do. When he put his hand on that Bible, when he put his left hand on that Bible and raised his right hand, he took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which includes enforcing existing immigration laws. What in the world is wrong with this man doing what he's sworn to do as the executive in charge of the executive branch? What's wrong with him doing what he swore an oath to do, which is to enforce the existing immigration laws of this country? That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. What's wrong with that? The people who are upset, hey, don't get upset with a man who's swore an oath to uphold these laws. If you don't like them, then change the laws. Well, changing the laws is probably going to happen, but not in the way the liberals want. This open door, come on in, lack of borders, that's coming to a screeching halt. And it needs to. He had surviving family members last night whose loved ones had died from violence committed by illegal aliens. I'm not going to call them undocumented immigrants. They're illegal aliens. They're criminals. That's what they are. They were criminals before they committed the crime, murdering their loved ones. What's wrong with treating criminals like what they are? They're criminals. You go to Mexico and attempt to live there without following their immigration laws, you're damn well bet you're going to be treated as a criminal. You'll be arrested and be in a third world jail. No air conditioning, no color TV. No, that's where you'll be. That's how it is in most countries. If you attempt to live there without proper documentation, without going through their process, you will be arrested, you will be incarcerated. Of course you will, and you should be. Of course you should. The move, and Professor McKinney mentioned this last hour, to get the coal industry back on its feet, that's huge. That needs to happen. Coal is a great way to make electricity. Nuclear energy is not what they hold it out to be. It's not safe. There is such a thing as thorium reactors, but they're politically incorrect because they make no byproducts you can make bombs with. They're very safe. But the odds of those becoming online are slim to none, from what I can see. In the meantime, we have coal. Let's go for it. Let's get these coal-fired plants going. Expand the ones we have, build new ones, put the coal miners to work. It's a tough way to make a living, but it's an honorable way to make a living. And they're good-paying jobs in an area where good-paying jobs are pretty scarce, in Kentucky and Missouri and southern Illinois, other places where there's coal. I remember Bill Clinton sitting on the sitting on a table on the edge of the Grand Canyon, signing legislation that eliminated the possibility of hundreds of thousands of acres being mined for coal, and smiling and everybody applauding, and it's just such a wonderful thing. Hardly. Well, President Trump also mentioned last night the pipelines will be built. It's the safest, most efficient way to move liquids and gas is pipelines. And he emphasized they will be built with American steel. So this president has given me more hope at the national level than I've had in decades. Spanning how many administrations? Obama, Bill Clinton, both the Bushes. A lot of hope here. And the entrepreneurial spirit in the United States is alive and well. Don't fool yourself. And one of the things he said last night is to cut back on regulations. Something I used to do a lot when I was doing a lot of public presentations. I would take one copy of one issue of the Federal Register with me, and I made sure I picked out an average size issue in terms of page count. And I would hold it up. This is an 8.5 by 11 saddle stitch newsprint type of paper, cheap paper, black on white, no color. And I would hold up the copy and I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, this is a copy of one issue of the Federal Register. And I would give the page count, whatever it was, maybe 100 or 125 pages, whatever it might be. And I made sure it was an average page count because some are bigger and some are smaller. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, this publication is where they publish all the new federal regulations. And I would ask the audience, how frequently is this publication published? And some people would say, oh, once a year. Some people would say, oh, once a quarter. Somebody else would say, once a month. And I would smile, and I would hold it up again, and I'd say, every working day of every calendar year. A new publication is published, the Federal Register. I've been places where they keep copies of every issue. Companies I've worked with who do it, because if a regulation is published and you violate that regulation, it's can have some very stiff penalties. So most big companies employ one person whose only job every day of the week, 5 days a week, is to read the Federal Register. That's their job. It may be in addition to another job, it may not be, but that's their job. That's how important this is to employ a person to do nothing but read the Federal Register. Or they may hire a service that does that for them. There's a lot of that also as well. The page count begins the first working day of the year, which would be the first working day after the first of the year, which could be a Monday or a Tuesday, depending on the year, of course. And the page count goes through the last working day of the year at the end of December. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now, but it's in the tens of thousands. I'm thinking right now 80 or 90,000, maybe 100,000. It could be much bigger than that. I haven't looked in quite a while. When you look at the hard copy, ink on paper, for 1 year, it takes up, last time I looked, about 5 feet of shelf space of new regulations. And it's actually two things. It's new regulations and proposed new regulations. That's what they publish in there. Now, once a regulation is published, Congress has 30, I believe it's 30 days. It may be 60 or 90. But it's a certain period of time, 30, 60, or 90 days, that Congress can do away with that particular regulation if they choose to. Rarely do they choose to. Rarely. Now, one of the things that President Trump said last night, a new executive order, for every new regulation any federal agency comes up with, they have to dispose of two existing regulations. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. I'm not sure how much impact it will have, but it certainly makes a statement. It makes a great statement that will help people. It'll just help people. Starting a new business, depending on where you're doing and what you're doing, can be quite burdensome in terms of all the hoops you have to jump through, licenses and permits, registrations and so forth. Working in law offices as I did for so many years, I would help people incorporate. I've done so many of them that I could do incorporation papers during 15 minutes of my 1 hour lunch break. I've done so many of them. And that was ink on paper, which now the last few I've done were at the Missouri Secretary of State's website, and I can do them there in 8 or 10 minutes, do the incorporation of a new company. It's pretty simple stuff, not much to it, but it's one of those things that people do because they're financial advisor, their legal advisor tells them they should do so. Then there are some benefits. There can be benefits for doing an LLC, for example, limited liability company. I'm not a big fan of them, but they do serve a purpose. We have a lot of self-employed people, a lot of entrepreneurs listening to the John Moore Show, a lot of people who would like to be entrepreneurs. Would like to be self-employed or have a second stream of employment, second stream of income, I should say. I know when I moved out here to the Ozarks, I learned that there's a lot of that activity out here. And it's pretty good, actually. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. We are, so we're back, J.R. Moore here, on Wednesday, the first day of March. We'll do a segue here and change the topic, and we'll certainly take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. We're coming up on an anniversary here in a couple of months, in June, anniversary of the Gulf Stream having stopped. June 12th, 2010, the Gulf Stream stopped. This is scientifically provable, scientifically verifiable, easy to prove, easy to demonstrate. We lost some of the images that we had on my website that we need to get back. One in particular, I need to talk to Tim Spencer about this. The screen capture from the U.S. Navy website from before June of 2010. Here's the deal. The United States Navy publishes a brand new map every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures worldwide, all these oceans. The images differentiate the temperatures by color, with the yellows and reds being the warmer colors, the blues and purples being the colder colors. And there's a link on my website to the current, as of today, March 1st, 2017, U.S. Navy website, map of the ocean temperatures. that you can look at anytime you want. And when you go there, you'll see the Gulf Stream coming up the east coast of Florida, past Georgia, past South Carolina, gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, starts going east by northeast towards the British Isles. And up until June 12, 2010, it used to go all the way across the Atlantic to the British Isles, which it does not any longer. It goes out a couple hundred miles, does a little loop-de-loop, peters out, and that's the end of it. I was very fortunate to be put in touch with Dr. Luigi Anni-Zangari about the same time. This would have been July of 2010. And myself, my friend Ann Morrison, my friend Dr. Bill Deagle, we interviewed Dr. Zangari twice, the last two Fridays of July 2010. Now, Dr. Zangari is a PhD scientist living and working in Italy with other PhD scientists in Europe and North America. I assume he's still doing that work. I don't know for a fact. But that team of scientists, they work on one thing and one thing only, the Gulf Stream. That's what they work on. So that first interview, he told us the following. We believe the Gulf Stream has stopped. We're not sure. We need to recheck our figures, and we'll get back with you. Well, the following Friday, he confirmed that, in fact, the Gulf Stream had stopped. Now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can listen to these archives. We have them there on my website. When you scroll down the left side, you'll see, let's see, where is that? Gulf Stream has stopped, radio interview one, radio interview two. You can listen to those interviews. Dr. Zangari doesn't speak perfect English, but he speaks okay English. You can understand what he's saying. And he confirmed that the Gulf Stream did in fact stop June 12, 2010. Well, before I forget, we have a bottom of the hour break coming up. Tomorrow evening, which will be March the 2nd, Thursday, March 2nd, if you want to join myself and Leon Green for dinner, we're having dinner at the Holiday Inn Six Flags in St. Louis. Holiday Inn Six Flags in St. Louis, Missouri. Actually, Eureka, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis. 5 p.m. in the public dining area. We're going to have a meeting in a private meeting room at 6 p.m. You're all welcome. There's no charge. And you're going to get an education about the excellent doTERRA essential oils. I'm looking forward to it. I like to be healthy. I cherish my health, and I hope that you do as well. And anything that I can do to be healthier, I'm certainly going to check it out and educate myself. So that'll be a great event. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can make it. I refer to the Gulf Stream having stopped as being the second most important event in 2,000 years, the most important event being the birth of our Lord Jesus. It is that important. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of March. How about that? Spring is nigh upon us, isn't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. A couple of things related to what we were talking about just before the break. It's been said, and I think there's a lot of truth to it, that the powers that be have a compulsion due to their belief system to give us warnings and heads up before things happen. On the left side of my homepage, right below where it says the Gulf Stream has stopped, it says global sea level rise, coincidence or foreshadow? And we've got a couple of screen captures there. One from the movie motion picture The Godfather, where there's a scene inside the Vatican, a very impressive centuries old meeting room with a graphic on the wall, a painting on the wall, a map of the world, and it shows North America with new coastlines. How about that? And right below that, image two, a screen capture from the incredibly popular 1950s TV show Highway Patrol. The map is on the wall of a petroleum company executive's office. And Broderick Crawford's off to the side there, and it shows North America with new coastlines. And that map is very clear. It's black on white. It's pretty much a duplicate of the real Navy map. If you do a Google search for a Navy map, you won't get the one that's real. You'll get basically Gordon Michael Scalley and the psychic's Navy map. But those two images are very important, and I offered a challenge last year, late in the year, that if any of my listeners can find another image on another TV show or another movie, let us know, and you get your choice of any of John Moore's DVDs as a gift, my gift to you, if you can find another one of those images. If it was done in the 1950s, well, that means it could have been done a number of times since then. Doesn't it? Yeah, that's what it tells me. Anyway, also at my website, of course, you'll find an energy cleaner for sale. We have new beginnings here, a lot of hope. And if you want to give yourself some hope, why not give yourself the gift of health and energy? Wake up pain-free in the morning like I do. Wake up after a great night's sleep in the morning like I do. Because you've got yourself an energy cleaner and a factory-made fitted mattress pad. If you've got arthritis pain, you got back pain, what in the world are you waiting for? Are you risking anything? No, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Everything's in stock. I got a fresh shipment of energy cleaners. I got a fresh shipment of mattress pads. Everything's ready to go. You can place your order at my website, thelibertyman.com, using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. And next we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. I'll frame my question to you this way. If I could find out three answers for your three questions that you wondered about for years and have, let's say, no way to find out about, what would those three questions be and your reason for asking them?
Well, you kind of caught me off guard here. I would have to need some time to think about that, Dave.
What well, those three questions? 10 seconds.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I would need to consider that for a while. I typically can find the answers to most questions. You know, I've been trained twice to be a professional researcher. First by military intelligence, where I became an intelligence analyst. And I'm glad now I did not do a career change, go from that an intelligence analyst in the Army and become an intelligence analyst for the CIA. I don't believe that would have had the best outcome for me. And then later trained as a paralegal to do legal research. So I can usually find most answers most of the time. So I'm not sure right now what those three questions would be. So I would need some time to think about that there, Dave.
Well, you've stalled long enough. Go ahead. What are the three?
No, I'm not going to put me in that box.
Okay.
My Rolodex, to use an antiquated term for youngsters, my Rolodex can be pretty scary. I know how to find answers.
I'm going to pull that same question on Professor McCanny next week, so in case he's listening in.
Jim typically moves on to other projects when the show's over, so I doubt he's listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else, Dave?
I forget easy. What were the three questions? Thank John. Thank you.
Okay. The call number is 800-313-9443. It's going to be tomorrow evening is going to be a social event. It'll be a fun event. My wife, Dr. Moore, will be there for dinner, joining us for dinner. Rick from Missouri will be there. Of course, my buddy Leon Green will be there. He will not have his deuce and a half. I would not recommend anybody drive a deuce and a half a couple of thousand miles. Whew, that would be one tough job there. There are a lot of fun. A deuce and a half is a lot of fun, but you do not want to drive one across country. Trust me, you really don't, unless you've got no choice. The Gulfstream stopping. Here's something else that Dr. Zangari told us. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. The Gulfstream used to, past tense, the Gulfstream used to regulate the jet stream. Gulfstream regulated the jet stream. Now, the Gulfstream is water. The jet stream is moving air. No matter where you might be on this beautiful planet of ours, about 5 miles over your head is something called the jet stream. Generally moving east to west in the northern hemisphere, west to east in the northern hemisphere, east to west in the southern hemisphere, and then there's the equatorial jet stream, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, I believe it also goes west to east. Ranging from 100 to 200 miles an hour, depending on what's going on, frequently making at least the northern hemisphere, moving in a large kind of W pattern where it goes north and goes south while it's moving east. What the jet stream does has a dramatic and very important influence on our weather, temperature, and precipitation. Now that it's no longer regulated by the Gulf Stream, it's behaving erratically. It's behaving in such a manner that the men and women who depend on regular temperatures and precipitation can no longer count on regular weather, temperatures, and precipitation. They can't. That's over. Now, I expect to be doing quite a few more speaking engagements this year. I didn't do very many last year, a couple. But over the past 7 or 8 years, I've appeared in dozens of places all over the country. North Carolina, Florida, a number of times in Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, Washington State. And some of these places, I've had grain farmers in my audience, men and women involved in growing wheat, corn, rice, spelt, oats, barley, and so forth. And when I get to this part of my presentation, I see them nodding their heads in agreement. They know, because their livelihood depends on it. Their livelihood depends on having a cycle of weather that they can count on in order to do the things that they do, growing grains. They know this cycle is broken. They know that they no longer can have the dependable cycles of weather that they did depend on for so many decades, going back about 150 years or so. Obviously, men and women have been growing grains for many thousands of years. But the agriculture we have now goes back about 150 years with the advent of mechanization. Steam-powered tractors came into being, what would have been about the 1880s or so, 1870s, 1880s. A dramatic change in the way we handle growing grains, to say the least. I don't know if you've ever seen a steam-powered tractor, but they are marvelous, massive devices. They really are. They're huge. Huge, big, heavy machines that could cover those vast areas of fields in Kansas and Iowa, northern Missouri, Illinois, and so forth. But here's the cycle that these men and women depend on. It's a five-year cycle, and it's been true for many, many decades. That for every one bad growing season, every one bad harvest, they'll get four good ones. It's a five-year cycle. Now, granted, they could get two bad harvests in a row. They could get five good ones in a row. But decade after decade, for way more than a century, the men and women involved in growing grains came to depend on that being a cycle that they could depend on. Everything they do is based and predicated on that cycle remaining the same. At least it used to be. The farmland they buy and rent, the equipment that they buy and lease, the seed, the fertilizer, the pesticides, the herbicides. Everything they do is based on two things: acquiring debt and servicing debt. And making a profit, of course. And quite frankly, many businesses are predicated on the same basis. Being able to run a business, service debt, and have a profit. That's gone. If you're growing grains, that's gone. If you don't own your land outright, own your equipment outright, have a 2 or 3 year stock of seed on hand, have enough cash to buy the herbicides, pesticides, fertilizer, you're a great risk because you won't be able to survive 2 bad harvests or 3 bad harvests in a row. You won't. It's not going to happen. Now, agribusiness has deeper pockets, and they can survive the bad times better than an individual family farmer who doesn't have the deep pockets, doesn't have his land paid for, doesn't have his equipment paid for. I don't know if you've ever seen the equipment these farmers use, but these are incredibly large, beautiful, expensive pieces of equipment. Easily $250,000 for some of the bigger ones. This is serious stuff. And what can you do? Well, you can't change this weather cycle. You're not going to change the Gulf Stream or the Jet Stream. That's not going to happen. What can you do? Become part of a hobby farm. I'll have Tim Spencer on tomorrow, hopefully, all things being equal. We'll talk some about hobby farms. It's not easy. It takes time, takes money, takes a lot of work to establish a hobby farm. And what is a hobby farm? It's a place where the agricultural products are primarily meant for consumption on the premises, as opposed to being cash crops to make a living from. Now, obviously, if you have more honey than you need, or more corn than you need, or whatever it might be, more pork products or rabbits, whatever it might be, you can certainly sell them or trade them for other goods and services. But the primary definition of a hobby farm is a place where the agricultural products are meant for consumption on the premises as opposed to making a living. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Bruce in Michigan. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi. I wonder how much you've heard about cell phones and internet service taking over more of the radio frequency spectrum. Will there always be shortwave?
Well, to answer your second question first, yes, shortwave is not going to go away. The FCC set up the ham radio hobby to help in the event of emergencies. And, of course, there's commercial shortwave also. But what's happening, Bruce, when it comes to the radio frequency spectrums is the technology is allowing greater and greater use of the available spectrums because of digital capability. They can squeeze more use out of the same frequencies than they could in the past. And it is regulated, and it needs to be regulated. Otherwise, we'd have a free-for-all, and people wouldn't be able to talk or communicate at all. So I believe the FCC is doing, for the most part, a pretty good job of regulating the available frequencies so that everybody can do what they need to do, Bruce.
Well, I heard on another radio program that maybe FM has a limited future. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, that's not a matter of technology. That's a matter of customer demand and the ability to sell advertising.
Right.
Why would you spend money advertising on something that not enough people are listening to? Why would you do that, Bruce? You couldn't. You wouldn't, of course, would you?
No, I'm kind of paranoid, and I never have trusted the internet. I use it very infrequently. I get most of my information from shortwave or Galaxy 19 or newsletters. I think I'm a Christian. I think the devil actually will take over the world through something like the internet and artificial intelligence. So I'm very, I don't trust them. I just don't trust technology that much.
It's always good to be judicious and to make sure you do your homework on anything you use.
Yeah.
You know, ink on paper coming from the New York Times is not necessarily...
Oh, I don't trust those guys.
No. It's not the technology, it's the source.
Yeah.
It's the source, not the technology. But a friend of mine told me 15 years ago, he says, John, either the New World Order will destroy the internet or the internet will destroy the New World Order. One or the other.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. We've got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of March. We're our last caller here on hold. We got Dave in New York. What's on your mind now, Dave?
Hey, John, along with you, what you said about last night's speech by President Trump, that was extremely exciting. And he mentioned one thing. You talk about sugar from time to time not being good for us. He showed one girl there that had Pompe disease. And I looked it up on WebMD, and it says causes muscle weakness and trouble breathing. It mostly affects the liver, heart, and muscles. And it's also known by other things, so I just thought I'd mention that because you talk about sugar being bad for you from time to time.
Okay, what's the connection between sugar and Pompe disease?
Pardon me?
The connection between sugar and Pompe disease? I missed something there.
Well, it mentions that the cause is about sugar.
Oh, okay.
Mostly,
all right.
Yeah, it affects the muscle weakness and breathing trouble and et cetera.
Well, refined white sugar is just bad stuff. And we don't know this girl was 15 months old when she was diagnosed, and we don't know her story. But that's good to know. Yeah. We appreciate that, Dave. Anything else?
Yeah. No, I don't think I'm wrong on that. I didn't. Maybe I'll look it up again. But I'm not saying
you're wrong. A lot of many commercial baby foods are loaded up with sugar. I mean, just loaded up with sugar. So that may have played a role in it. And of course, we don't know her medical history, and we're not going to. Okay. Well, thank you, Dave. We appreciate that.
My computer's froze up now. I can't look any more on causes. Thank you, John.
Okay. Thank you. Tomorrow evening will be a fun event. Tomorrow being Thursday, the second day of March. Holiday Inn Six Flags, Eureka, Missouri, St. Louis suburb. Holiday Inn Six Flags is right across the street from Six Flags. Pretty easy to find. Most people around Metro St. Louis, within a 100-mile radius, have been to Six Flags at least once. I don't particularly care for the place, but children love it. And it's a great place for kids. A little pricey, but it's okay. But I mean, regardless, Holiday Inn Six Flags. 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, tomorrow afternoon, we'll have dinner in the public dining area. 6 p.m., we'll get together in the private meeting room, and we're going to get an education from Leon Green about doTERRA essential oils, all the wonderful doTERRA products, which is extensive, by the way. The healthcare professionals I work with, Dr. Moore, Dr. Myers, a couple of others I know of, they all use doTERRA essential oils themselves and recommend them to their patients. That says a lot. That tells me a lot right there, because they did their own individual homework. These people don't know each other, by the way. They do their own individual homework and research, and they came to the same conclusion that I did, is that doTERRA is the best. We got the end of the show coming up here momentarily. Tomorrow we should have Tim Spencer with us, my friend Tom Berryhill, Friday Ann Morrison, and Dr. Myers, wrapping up the week. And here we are, the first week of March, 2017. Meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.